USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The now-collapsed bridge in Pennsylvania had been given an overall condition rating of poor. That's according to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. The bridge had been built back in 1970, and during its last inspection in September, both its deck condition and superstructure condition were rated poor. According to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, Pennsylvania ranks number 5 in the United States for its percentage of structurally deficient bridges. Much of the East Coast under a state of emergency for a fierce winter storm. Blizzard warnings issued from Maine to Washington, D.C., New York City could see up to a foot of snow. Nearly 4,000 flights scheduled for within, into, or out of the United States on Saturday have already been canceled. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan to continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
After the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol Police's intelligence unit started scrutinizing the backgrounds of people who meet with lawmakers. The intelligence unit is examining the social media feeds of people who aren't suspected of crimes. Documents also saying that Capitol Hill police are running background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet, including donors and associates. Republican Congressman from North Dakota Kelly Armstrong reminds everyone on Fox News.
I think it's important to recognize that they're doing this, and secret surveillance on American citizens without probable cause is never okay. And it's surely not being done for security reasons. If it was being done for security reasons, they wouldn't be worried about casting us in a negative light, and they'd be coordinating with our offices. So then the question becomes, why are they doing it? How much information are they keeping? Who are they giving this information to? And what is the real purpose of this program? And
that's what Republicans intend
to find out.
A bill that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks of gestation received a hearing by a House panel in Florida on Thursday. HB 5 is modeled after the Mississippi law currently before the Supreme Court, and it has faced considerable opposition from Democrats and abortion groups and is more robust than other bills of its kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.